这是Srila Prabhupada的1977年5月17日到达印度文达曼之后的讲话。
Well, I cannot speak.
我不能讲话了。
I'm feeling very weak.
我感到很虚弱。
I want to go to other places like Chandigarh.
我本来打算去一些其他地方，比如琛蒂加尔，去那些地方做节目。
But I canceled the program.
但是我取消了节目。
Because the condition of my health is very deteriorating.
因为现在我的身体很糟。
So, I prefer to come to Vrindavan.
所以我更愿意来到 Vrindavan.
If death takes place, let it take here.
要死就死在这里吧。
So,There is nothing to be said new.
我已经没有什么新的东西可以说了。
Whatever I have to speak, I have spoken in my books.
我所要说的，我都已经在书里面说了。
Now, you try to understand it.And continue your endeavor.
现在你们要努力理解，继续努力。
Whether I am present or not present, doesn't matter.
无论我在还是不在，都没有关系。
As Krishna is living eternally.
就像 Krishna 是永远活着的。
Similarly, a living being also lives eternally.
同样的，生物体也是永恒活着的。
But it is just as a devotee, one who has done service to the Lord, lives forever.
同时经典上也强调说一个为主做过服务的人会永远活下去。
So, you have been taught to serve Krishna.
我已经教了你们如何服务 Krishna。
And in Krishna, we live eternally, our life is eternal.
有了 Krishna, 我们就会永恒地活着。我们的生命是永恒的。
Na annati annamani sahile.
就像《薄伽梵歌》第2章20世节所说的 Na hayate hayamani sharire. 躯体可杀，灵魂不可杀。
A temporary disappearance of this body doesn't matter.
躯体暂时消失了也没关系。
Body is meant for disappearance.
躯体就是要消失的。
Radhyantraprati.
薄伽梵歌第2章13世节说到 Tata Dehantaraprati.躯体死亡时，灵魂便进入另一躯体。
So, lead forever by serving Krishna.
所以通过服务 Krishna 永远的活着吧。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢。